All right, welcome to it. From the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. Thank you for being here. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Kamala Harris is leading a collapsing campaign now. It's all over but the crying. But the pitch from Joe Biden is so weak, it's laughable. Vote for me because I'm the only one that can beat Trump. That's really it. It's all he's got. Number two, the anti-conservative bias at Facebook and its attacks on free speech are getting up close reviews now. After an audit found the company is, in fact, silencing those on the right, we'll talk about it. And number one, the open anti-Semitism of the far left in certain circles has been leaking out for all to see, and yet Democrats don't seem to be too concerned about it. They don't seem to want to say anything about it. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib are openly hostile to Israel, supportive of the BDS movement, and they hide behind the fact that they're Muslim women of color to attack Israel. And the Democrats are so intimidated by it, they won't say anything. And in fact, when the president comes to the defense of Israel, America's number one ally in the Middle East, the only place where Arabs and Muslims and Christians and Jews all live together is the nation of Israel. And when the president comes to the defense of that nation, they try to take him down for it. I want to share some of this for you. And by the way, I'm becoming more and more convinced one of the leading factors for Donald Trump's re-election in 2020 will be the 2 to 2.5% population of Jews in America, concentrated in some important places, 2.5% in Nevada, 3% in Florida, 2% in Virginia. These are important places that are swing states where a shift of 15 or 20,000 votes can be the whole ballgame. You know that. Well, watch it because it's coming. Because despite the spin out there, and despite the sewer we call Twitter and Facebook, the people that I'm talking to are saying, my gosh, he's Donald Trump. He's the best friend that Israel has ever had. I'm asking people. It's what I'm hearing. It's not what the New York Times puts out. It's not what you read on Twitter. Not at all. It's what real people are saying. Real people in real places that really vote and really count. I want to start with this. When asked by a reporter, President Trump began with defending Israel and then targeting Ilhan Omar. This happened yesterday. It's bite number four. I want to start there real quickly. Bite number four. Go.
On Israel, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar yesterday said that the United States should rethink its policy of aid toward Israel after she and Congresswoman Tlaib were denied entry. Congresswoman Tlaib was later allowed to come in, but she decided not to. Should there be any change in U.S. aid to Israel?
No. And you should see the horrible things that Tlaib has said about Israel. And AOC plus three, that's what I call it. AOC, just take AOC plus three. And you should see the things that the four of them have said about Israel over the last couple of years. I mean, Omar is a disaster for Jewish people. I can't imagine if she has any Jewish people in her district that they could possibly vote for.
Keep that in mind. How could they possibly vote for her? Because she's so openly anti-Semitic, is what he's saying there. Omar claims that Americans are appalled by President Trump for her being blocked from entering Israel. I think Americans are appalled, but it's not with Donald Trump, not on this issue. Bite number five. Go.
And then yesterday I noticed for the first time, Tlaib with the tears. All of a sudden, she starts with tears. And I don't buy it. I don't buy it for a second because I've seen her in a very vicious mood at campaign rallies, my campaign rallies, before she was a congresswoman. I said, who is that? And I saw a woman that was violent and vicious and out of control. And all of a sudden, I see this person who's crying because she can't see her grandmother. She can see her grandmother. They gave her permission to see her grandmother, but she grandstanded and she didn't want to do it. So that's a decision of Israel.
And she did grandstand, and she didn't go. She hasn't seen her grandmother more than a decade. Apparently, it's not that pressing to her anyway, but just letting you know that. And then the president said this, which, and I want you to remember, the first bite you heard here, I don't know how anybody in Ilhan Omar's district who's Jewish could possibly vote for her after what she has said and after what she has done. And then the president wrapped it up this way. Bite number six, go.
I can't even believe that we're having this conversation. 5 years ago, the concept of even talking about this, even 3 years ago, of cutting off aid to Israel because of two people that hate Israel and hate Jewish people. I can't believe we're even having this conversation. Where has the Democratic Party gone? Where have they gone where they're defending these two people over the state of Israel? And I think any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
And so what they tried to conflate what he said there as being anti-Semitic. They tried to conflate Donald Trump's words with the word disloyalty, is try to conflate it into being disloyal to America, which is anti-Semitic trope. Not what he said. He said, how could you possibly vote for her? How could you possibly support these people? How could you possibly support the Democrats if you're Jewish based on what they're doing, what they're saying, how they're conducting themselves? And I can assure you, the ones, the Jewish friends and acquaintances that I have will not be voting for Democrats if this continues. They are appalled, absolutely appalled, by the hateful behavior towards Israel. Now, that's not going to be all Jewish people, of course. Apparently, all the ones that I know, who, by the way, have been lifelong Democrats, not Republicans, not conservatives, lifelong Democrats, saying they're fleeing the party. And they're also disgusted with the fact that the groups, the Anti-Defamation League and others that are supposed to be out there to defend Jewish beliefs in Israel, they're disgusted they've had such lukewarm responses, such lackluster comments, so weak-willed and weak-kneed in their response to all of this anti-Semitic tropes, all these anti-Semitic tropes and all these comments. It's a game-changer waiting to happen, I'm telling you. And when you look at states like Nevada that has a 2.5% Jewish population, you look at states like Michigan, Minnesota that have certainly enough to change the outcome of an election, you look at the same thing in Pennsylvania. Virginia has, you know, almost 2% of the population is Jewish. This can change the outcome of an election. I warn the Democrats not to overplay their hand. What they're doing here is, well, as I've been told, it's embarrassing and it's disgusting. 14 after, keep an eye on it. I'll have a column up on this on Newsmax shortly. Despite what the Twitterverse is saying, that sewer, don't take that seriously. I can assure you, real people in the real world are turned off by this. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at iVaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.